platinum chemotherapy is of capital importance in cancer therapy. Unluckily, most of tumors are able to circumvent platinum treatment through different mechanisms already described. Some of these mechanisms, such as DNA damage repair or drug detoxification mechanisms, require a significant reprogramming of the tumor metabolic pathways. In this work, we plan to identify the metabolic reprogramming that arises in metastatic solid tumors as a response to long-term treatment with platinum compounds. We decided to work with PC3 cells that are a cell model of castration-resistant prostate cancer and with SW620 cells that are a cell model of colorectal cancer. We chose these two types of cancer as the metabolic profile of these cell lines was completely opposite. While PC3 cells show high glycolytic and low OXPHOS activities, SW620 cells are highly OXPHOS and low glycolytic. To generate the multi-platinum-resistant cancer cells, we treated our cells for up to 8 months with an increasing dose of cisplatin. In parallel, we also generated all cells whose number of passages was equivalent to the one of the generated resistant platinum cells. In the central upper part of the results, we can see that the generated resistant cells were resistant not only to cisplatin, but also to oxaliplatin. Moreover, we can see that both resistant cell lines grow at much lower rate than the young and the old cells, and also both resistant cells experience big morphological changes. Next, we analyzed the metabolic profile of all the cell lines, combining seahorse experiments measuring OCR and ICAR, also the quantification of the consumption and production rates of glucose, lactate, and amino acids. Moreover, performing a targeted metabolomics profile using the absolute IDQP180 Biocrates kit, and finally, measuring the intracellular glutathione and ROS levels. With regard to glycolysis, PC3-resistant cells did not experience significant changes in this metabolic pathway, as can be interpreted from the same glucose consumption, lactate production, and ICAR rates measured in PC3-resistant and young cells. However, the SW620 colorectal cancer-resistant cells were much more glycolytic than the young colorectal cancer cells, as ICAR, glucose consumption, and lactate production were significantly higher in the resistant cells. These results were in accordance with those observed for OXPHOS activity. Thus, prostate-resistant cells did not display changes in their OXPHOS profile compared to the one of the young prostate cancer cells, while colorectal resistant cells displayed lower basal and maximum respiration levels than the non-resistant colorectal cancer cells. Next, we analyzed the amino acids consumption and production rates that are highly related with both cell proliferation, highly decreased in both resistant cells, and with OXPHOS activity and redox balance. In the case of prostate cells, we observed that most of the amino acids were consumed in a lower extent by resistant cells, probably due to their lower proliferation rate. However, the consumption rate of most of the amino acids was increased in the colorectal cancer-resistant cells, although these cells also show a very low proliferation rate and they had lower OXPHOS activity than the non-resistant colorectal cells. Next, we analyzed the intracellular glutathione and ROS levels. As it is seen in the poster, ROS intracellular levels of the non-resistant cells increased after 72 hours of exposition to cisplatin, while the same treatment practically did not modify the ROS levels in the resistant cells. Moreover, both prostate and colorectal cancer-resistant cells increased in less than 48 hours their intracellular levels of glutathione after an acute exposition to cisplatin, response that was not observed at the same level and times in the non-resistant cells. Thus, we postulate that resistant cells were able to protect cells from the ROS toxicity induced by cisplatin thanks to the activation of glutathione synthesis. Finally, we analyzed the intracellular metabolic profile of all the cell lines. In the central figure, we can see that the metabolic profile of prostate-resistant cells was very similar to the metabolic profile of all cells, thus indicating that most of the metabolic differences found between the young and the resistant cells were due to aging and not to the acquisition of resistance. On the contrary, the metabolic profile observed in the colorectal cancer-resistant cells was completely due to the acquisition of resistance and not to aging. To conclude, our results point out that a predominantly glycolytic metabolism aids the acquisition of platinum resistance, and the metabolic adaptation arising from platinum resistance depends in part on the metabolic profile of the non-resistant tumor cells.